to his time. It is Thursday morning, 7:31 Central Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thursday morning means we get to visit with Jane Wilkie. Good morning, Jane. How are things at Lutheran Senior Services this week?
Very, 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 very busy.
Yeah.
It's just one of those busy times. You know, you think that summer is supposed to be our slowdown time if you kind of think
on the cycle. I could see the smoke on your shoes as you were
running
in. I know,
just boom, 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 boom. Well, actually, one of the fun things I wanted to report to the listeners today is that this past Friday evening, we had our LSS night at the ballpark, which of course would be here in St. Louis. It's the St. Louis Cardinals. And even though did not bring home a win, for the team, we had just a great, great experience. More than 1,500 of our staff with their family and some residents came from all over, from Peoria, from Columbia, from Jefferson City. And actually, one of the people that came from Peoria is a woman named Rosemary, who was celebrating her 101st birthday. She's an independent living at Lutheran Hillside Village, which is our Lutheran Senior Services community in Peoria, Illinois. So when we do our LSS night at the ballpark, we have a resident throw out the first pitch. So being that it was her 101st birthday, yes, she said she'd love to throw out the first pitch, which she did.
Wonderful.
And really, this, believe it or not, this made national news. It was on CNN. It was on some national broadcasts. And her picture was on, was in USA Today in the sports page, because it's pretty phenomenal that
that is
on her 101st birthday that they moved a little closer to the.
I heard the Cardinals are looking to sign her.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Rosemary. So, and she did a marvelous, marvelous job. So it was just a delightful thing. And, you know, that's just one of those, I guess, ways of demonstrating or showing that it is about living life to the fullest. And she, of course, has had a wonderful full life, as so many of our residents do, no matter what their level of ability. And so level of ability made me think about what I would talk about today. And sometimes we do hit those bumps in the road. Like, for example, you may need that knee replaced. You may need that hip replaced. Perhaps something more serious happens. You have surgery and you simply can't move to your, you're not able to move home immediately, but can no longer be in the hospital. Stroke, there are other things that can happen that are in need, that cause you to be in need of short-term rehabilitation. We call that short-stay rehabilitation at Lutheran Senior Services, and we have a program called REACH. Short stay, R-E-A-C-H, came up with that name in a kind of a fascinating way. We had kind of a let's name the rehab type of thing. And we thought, well, what are we really going to call this? And one of our regional vice presidents came up with REACH, R-E-A-C-H, rehabilitation through achievement. And so the whole idea is we want you to be able to reach your full potential. And but the rehabilitation through achievement also implies that there is a team effort. So you come, you stay with us, we give an interdisciplinary, dedicated team to you that includes your therapists and your nurses, a chaplain to meet your struggles or your needs. There's the whole interdisciplinary approach that we do really is a team effort. Together, we set the goals for you that you need and really work at maximizing your potential so that you can reach that full potential. In most cases, you're able to go back home. Some cases, perhaps even especially with stroke or serious illness, if you can't return home and need longer-term care, we have that right in our communities. So Laclede Groves, Merrimack Bluffs, Breese Park, Meridian Village, and Hidden Lake here in the greater St. Louis area all offer REACH short stay. And one of the things that many people don't realize is that you do have a choice. So if you're preparing with your doctor for something you anticipate happening, Or if you have a loved one, a parent or a grandparent or a favorite aunt or uncle or a neighbor that you're helping to care for that you know is in the hospital facing this decision, you can choose to, even if the doctor or the hospital were to say, this is where we want you to go. We want you to stay within our hospital for your short stay rehabilitation. You can choose and you can ask to go to one of our Lutheran Senior Services REACH short stay programs. And we've talked a little bit about our household model of care that
right.
we do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at Laclede, at Merrimack Bluffs, at Meridian Village, and now being built at Breeze Park in St. Charles, our REACH short stay is done in that household
model. Nice.
So it's this really nice setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that same setting that a lot of people visualize coming into a long-term care mm-hmm. or a nursing home. You are in this household with others who are also doing their own REACH short stay. And just a wonderful, wonderful welcoming program. You can learn more about our REACH short stay by going on our website, lssliving.org.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of different ways you could learn more about REACH. One is that in the kind of toward the middle of the page, mm-hmm. there's a list of independent living, assisted
right.
living. There's a rehab tab there. So if you click on that rehab tab,
uh-huh.
rehab tab, you'll come to a page and it will list all of our locations. And you can learn a little bit more about all of the different services, what kind of things qualify for REACH short stay. Or if you're interested in REACH short stay at a particular location,
uh-huh.
you can go to our senior living communities tab and click on Breeze Park or Laclede Groves or Merrimack Bluffs. And then there will be a tab that will talk about REACH short stay. So you can learn a little bit more about it. If you are planning a surgery where you know you're going to have rehab, great idea would be to check it out beforehand
sure.
and to see what it's all about.
Right, right. Yeah.
So as a devotional thought for today and in closing our time together here, I thought a little bit about that whole idea when I talked about the little bump in the road. Those temporary things that happen in life that can kind of seem like that overwhelming storm.
Mm.
And I thought about this summer, flying back and forth between here in St. Louis, where I work, and St. Paul, Minnesota, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And this summer has been a fascinating summer for flying for me, because if anybody's been watching the national news lately, they are seeing that Minnesota has had the stormiest and the wettest June, actually, in several years. And as it turns out, more than half of my flights this summer have been in or around storms. So as we've been flying, sometimes we've actually had to fly around. The last time I flew home, we had to go over Lincoln, Nebraska to get from St. Louis to St. Paul. But what fascinates me is when we get to a certain height mm-hmm. above the clouds, I'm always sitting by the window and I look out and I can actually see the thunderheads. So you are flying above
uh-huh.
a storm. It's almost like looking at mountains. It is fascinating. It is beautiful. It is truly a beautiful sight to be seeing these big, fluffy thunderheads. But then you think, what's life like
uh-huh.
down below that?
Sure.
So you know that you're flying above the storm. And what I always think about when I'm looking at that and I'm thinking about that flying above the storm, I can't help but not think about Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. One of the things about older adults that studies show is that there's a certain measure of resiliency. When you look at life and you look at those bumps in the road, you can look back on life and see how God has seen you through. There's that resiliency that comes with that.
Sure.
So it's a little bit like that. Okay, so let's fly above the storm, not by anything I can do. So the second thought that I think about is the whole idea, be still. The words of Jesus in Mark and Luke, when they're in the boat, Christ is asleep. The storm comes up. They're frightened.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus wakes up. What are you worried about? Be still. Quiet. Be still. the entire storm stops. And the disciples say, who is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? So if I look at both of those, God in the Old Testament, the psalmist, be still and know that I am God. I look at Jesus through him and everything he's done for me personally, for all of us, by taking our sin to the cross, dying, rising again. There's a strength, as we mentioned in Psalm 46, verse 1. God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's what lifts us up above the storms and the temporary bumps in life. So be still.
Amen. I was just thinking of some of those times, too, that I've had the chance to fly over storms. And you're right. It's just magnificent. And we do. God's word is so powerful and so performative. It does what he says. It's amazing. Well, Jane, thanks so much for talking with us. It's always good to check in with you each week, hear what's going on with LSS, and to be encouraged as well in God's word.
We will keep doing that.
Thanks. God's blessings to you this week, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Blessings to you, too.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with Deaconess Grace Rao and a guest right here on Listener Supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.